Banned books or banned books week. Take a moment and think about those words. What was the first thing that came to your mind? The first thing that came to my mind was books being prohibited or kept untouched. This subject gained my interest because this was the first time I heard about banned books week. When I came to the United States, I noticed that people had rights. One of their rights is to express their thoughts, ideas, and feelings without boundaries. Whenever a person is writing a book, he or she spends a lot of time converting ideas to words and try to make them clear for the reader. In order for the reader to get what the writer is trying to tell them, they have to read the book. But how to read the book if it's being banned? By banning a book, we are taking that person's ideas and block them from others. 31 years ago, in 1982, a group of people gathered and determined that banning a book is something wrong. That's when Banned Books Week started. Every year, there are people who are defending the rights of those books who are being banned. In my opinion, we're not allowed to stop a book from being read. It's up to a person who's reading to determine if that book is appropriate for him or not. This is Ibrahim Alousi from ESL 52.